This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
It's Brandon Porter.
Hey, man. How's it going in there?
I'm starting to remember how to do the show again.
It's been a couple of years. Man. It's been a couple of years. Smooth
as silk. Yeah.
I can't even tell the difference between you and Johnny B, man. You're like an old veteran in there, buddy.
That's good.
All right. Well, cool. We'll get rolling here. And it's the 5 o'clock hour. If you care to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you, man. Between now and 7 o'clock, we're going to be here. We'll be taking calls. So here's that number if you want to call in. Feel free to. We'd be glad to hear from you. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Give us a call, and we'll get you up. Brandon will get you going, and I'll punch you up, and we'll talk turkey. Or talk something. And when you call in this morning, let's talk outdoor related stuff. And if you've got a survey I'd like to take on a Sunday show. You know, everybody's into chicken sandwiches at fast food places and all. Just name out your favorite one if you get a chance. If you think about it when you call in, tell me what your favorite chicken sandwich is. I know what mine is, but I'm not gonna say it till later. But anyway, looking at the other day, I mentioned about a hurricane that it was called the Surprise Hurricane. I think it was back in 1943 during World War II. You know, back then we used to depend on our, you know, ship to shore reports from ships out in the oceans in the Gulf of Mexico and all that to keep the weather people advised of, you know, storms brewing in these areas like that or how bad they are and all that. But since there was radio silence during World War II due to the German U-boats being in the Gulf, they just called it the Surprise Hurricane of 1943 that hit Galveston. And it was a Category 2, and it was a pretty good little storm, pretty tight wound, and it caught everybody by surprise due to that. But you can find that. I found it again this morning on go to the ABC 13's weather site, and you can scroll down to the bottom of their page once you get the weather up, and scroll down, and it'll be in one of their vaults. And you can read up on it and maybe see a little video and stuff like that. ABC 13 keeps that kind of stuff for archives. It's pretty cool. And you know, it wasn't that long ago. It was this month that in 1983, 36 years ago, we had Hurricane Alicia. What happened? It developed out of a front, kind of like what we had come through yesterday. It went on out into the Gulf, you know, deep into the Gulf for this time of year, and it set out there and turned into a low pressure and then eventually turned into Hurricane Alicia. You know, it wasn't that big of a storm as far as a vast, wide, huge storm. But it was real tight wound, and it was a Category 3. And what I remember off of it the most, it spawned quite a few tornadoes. They claim 23, but I remember my parents' house on Trinity Bay, a tornado had picked up another house near them on the shoreline and dropped it all on top of their house. And it took an act of Congress to get my dad and mom to leave. They were going to ride it out, and we finally talked them into leaving and coming to my brother's house on the high ground in Baytown. You know, I lived out there too, and I finally decided I'm not gonna ride it out. So they came in with us. Well, they'd have stayed in that house, they would have died. So that was one positive out of that nasty storm. But it was a Category 3, and it made landfall, you know, on the west end near San Luis Pass. And at that time, it caused $2 billion in damage back in 83. You can just imagine what a storm like that would have cost these days with prices the way they are. You know, it's as expensive as everything is. But I don't know, it dumped 5 or 10 inches of rain, spawned off all those tornadoes. And we all try to forget those. But that was 83. That was a weather year for us. Man, pretty crazy. We followed that hurricane year of 83 up with one of the biggest freezes we had ever seen on the Texas coast. We call it the 12 days of Christmas because it froze for 12 straight days on Galveston Bay. That's unheard of. Pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. All right, let's go down to Port O'Connor and check in with old Lynn Smith, see what's up with him. Lynn, good morning. How you doing, bud? I didn't get him. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are.
There?
I got you.
There you
It's there all good.
Yep, hanging in there.
Well.
You there?
Yeah, I sure am. How you been?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. You're clear as a bell.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're hanging in here. Yeah, we're doing okay. It looks like we dodged a hurricane. It's at least it's on the East Coast, anyway.
Yeah.
So we're doing okay over here.
I'm not even gonna try and pronounce that hurricane. It's a Portuguese type name, and I'm, you know.
I know it. I can't pronounce it, and then I don't think the weather people pronounce it either.
No, every weather deal you hear a different pronunciation of it. So I'll leave it alone. It's just a hurricane. It's been kind of downgraded. It's not much to it this morning, from what I understand.
No.
Lucky for Florida.
Anyway, I know it. It's a tropical storm or whatever now. But anyway, yeah, we're doing all right. So we're hanging in here. But anyway, no, we're doing okay. The weather's fine, but a little southwest wind, but I don't mind a southwest wind here. We do okay with that.
Well, you should be calm down there this morning. It's real light out of the west here, kind of northwest. You know, it's kind of variable,
mm-hmm.
mostly with yeah. west in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty calm here now. So I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I'm looking at west at 2 at the little jetties in Port O'Connor right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm kind of sleeping in this morning, but I'll be fishing this week. Pretty much, it's going to be a busy week. I kind of had a mild week this week, but this week is going to be real busy. So,
yeah, Hurricane good. Hannah gave everybody a lot of days off early in the week.
It did. It really did. I had a lot of people backed out on me and everything, but this week's going to be real busy. So I said, okay, I need a little rest anyway.
Good for you.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting any younger, Lynn.
No, I know that. I know. But no, this week's going to be real busy. So I'm looking forward to it. Starting tomorrow, I'm gonna start
looking forward to. You're looking forward to that surf, man, and it you may be able to get out there this week. It's supposed to be down the wind all week long, buddy.
Maybe. We get a little north. If we get a little north breeze and lay a surf down, it'd be nice. It would be nice. But I don't know that that's going to happen, though. I don't know if that'll happen at all. But we will hit the bay, hit the lakes for sure. You know that when that tide got up, we got back in these lakes, and those fish moved back in these lakes, and those redfish went crazy.
I bet.
And they did, they really did. So those redfish went nuts. The trout kind of slowed down, but the redfish went crazy. So that was good.
I saw a picture on Facebook. It was hilarious. A guy was sitting in a fold-out lawn chair in Port O'Connor, you know, when the tides were up and all the streets were flooded.
Uh-huh.
I think it said it was on the corner of Commerce and Second or something like that. And it looked like he had two or three trout on his stringer sitting there with his fishing rod in his hand. I just cracked up laughing. I said, some people do anything to get a photo on Facebook, man.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you. Yeah, that tide came way up. Way up. It was over the docks, you know. It was over some of the docks.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I kind of like it when that tide gets up real high, gets back in those lakes. Oh, man. The only problem with that is, you got to be careful running because there's all kinds of stuff floating.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you got to be real careful because you never know what's going to be floating out there.
Well, yeah, all that debris that ended up on the high ground around the edges of the bay system, when that tide bulls up like that, that all becomes floaters, and the wind pushes them out into the open water, and you never know what you're going to hit. You got to be careful, man.
That's right. That's right. And the alligators, too.
Oh, you know, boy.
Yeah, there's big old alligators too. You don't want to hit one of those. But yeah, there's a lot of debris floating out there, a lot of trees and stuff like that. So you got to be careful. But now those big redfish, boy, they move out into the bay. Oh my goodness, they're in the back lakes. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy as it can be. They move up in those lakes where they can't get, you know, during the normal tides. Oh, man. They go crazy in those back lakes. So it was on.
Get up in there so and anyway, get out of the wind and get on them, brother.
That's it, man. That's it. It's been on. So this week is going to be a good, busy week for me. It really is. I'm going to be busy as it can be. But, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Put a little money in the bank for a change. But
that's something to be said for this time of year.
Isn't it the truth? Rather than spend it, put a little money in the bank. But for a change, oh, man, it's been a slow year. I guarantee you that. It's been a tough year because of that virus. I guarantee you that.
I know it.
It's been a tough year for everybody.
We won't forget this for a long time.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, it's been bad. It's been bad on everybody. It really has.
It has. Yeah, it's not getting any better. People are going through some very tough times right now.
I tell you what, though, it looks like everybody in the big cities have come to Port O'Connor on the weekends. I mean, I tell you what, you wouldn't believe everybody was here this weekend. I think everybody came to Port O'Connor.
That's what Tony said this morning, Tony Gonzalez over at Rockport. He said the boat ramps yesterday were just ridiculous. It was crazy.
Oh, it was here too. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. I mean, the boat ramps are packed all the way to the highway.
Jeez.
It was crazy. Crazy. You know, you think, my goodness. I mean, man, I think everybody got out of the big city. They came here. You know, they're wanting out of the craziness in the big city.
Leave the corona at home.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Don't bring the rona.
Oh, man. Yeah, they get out of the big city and come here. But yeah, the boats run up down the canal like crazy, and it's just nuts. So I definitely didn't get on the water. I just said, leave it to them.
Can't blame you, man. Well, I'm sorry I interrupted your rest this morning.
Oh, you're all right.
I've been trying to get a hold of you. I got to check in with you, make sure you're okay, brother.
Oh, man, I'm fine.
We got to stick together, man. That's all we got left.
I know it. No, man, I'm fine. I'm dodging the corona.
I can't blame you. At our age, you got to stay away from that mess. Well, Lynn, sorry I bothered you on a Sunday morning while you were sleeping in, but if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them out some info so they can get down there and hook up with you. I highly recommend it. They'll have fun.
Oh, man. Oh, they get me on my cell. It's 361-935-6833.
All right. Well, always a pleasure. And, Lynn, be safe out there and have you a good week, man. Catch them up.
Oh, it's going to be a busy one, buddy. It's going to be a good
one. I know you will. All right, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you, Lynn. Have a good Sunday. See you, buddy. All right.
All right, man.
All right, that's Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Open Line Fun Sunday, Sicko Sunday. It is 520 in the Bayou City. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Real quick, I've had about five texts on the chicken sandwich deal. We've got one so far for Chick-fil-A. The rest of them all said Popeyes, especially the classic spicy or spicy classic, however you pronounce it. Getting a lot of feedback on that one. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Let's go to Terry in Cold Spring. Terry, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hey, Captain. How you doing, sir?
I couldn't be better. And you?
Not bad. Hey, I'm a newbie, so yeah, I'm always looking for you for help.
Okay.
I'm down here in Galveston right now, and then I've got my little bait bucket ready, my little ingle. Now, my question is, and please forgive me, I've been doing a little research, but would fresh shrimp be better or croaker be better this morning right away?
Man, that's a toss-up. You might want to put both in there. Put you a pint of shrimp and about two dozen croaker in there and just go with it.
Well, that was my question. So they will marry together. They won't get
You can mix them. Yeah, as long as you don't overload the bait well capacity, you know, have more bait in there than oxygen.
Right, yes, sir. No, I bought one of those ingles. I did some research. I bought an ingle. It's a 19 quart, I think. And I just don't know how much I can get in there. That's what I don't know.
Right. Well, I know shrimp use up less oxygen and the water stays cleaner with shrimp and they live better, especially if they have something to cling to in your live well. You know, back in the old days when we used live shrimp, we used to build our own bait wells and we'd put a piece of shrimp net in there, hang it down one side of the live tank, and those shrimp could cling to it and hold on to it and they wouldn't have to swim. And that always worked well. And
well, that's what I like about the ingle. That ingle actually comes with a net or automatically.
There you go. That's great for shrimp. They don't swim themselves to death.
Yeah, okay. Well, if anybody out there, I'll be listening, but do you think this 19 quart will hold like two quarts and two dozen?
Man, 19 quart, I think that's a little bit small for two quarts of shrimp.
Okay.
Man, you could probably get by with a quart and then a couple of dozen croaker, but croakers, the bad thing about them, they urinate so much in the water. You get that ammonia buildup, and it starts killing everything. If you've got some of those granules like Pogey Saver or Croaker Saver, whatever they call it, you can buy them at Academy in that little bottle, and you sprinkle those in there. It cuts that ammonia, and it prolongs your water. You might want to do, you know, a couple of change outs, you know, to make sure.
Sure. No, that's why I call you, and I appreciate it. I really do. I do. Well, anyway, and then of course, the color of the water and stuff, fish are going to bite. Fish are going to eat. I'm a good freshwater fisherman. I just haven't done much salt water, so.
Right.
Give it a try. I'm going to wade fish a little bit and see what it looks like.
Well, hopefully the surf is flat enough you can do that and won't get beat to pieces, and the water clarity's better. You know, it did lay down early yesterday, so maybe you got a little, settle out, and maybe it'll be kind of sandy green. Sandy green, you can catch them on lures and that, too, you know, or whatever you throw.
Sir.
But with the first day of the surf trying to clear, if it does, you know, and it's not, you know, the water's not too clean, you know, live bait may be the way to go. Well, I would say it will be the way to go, croaker or shrimp.
Yes, sir. Well, I looked at the cams early this morning before I left, and it has laid down. It is, like, almost totally flat, yes, sir.
Well, good. And find that bait. If you can find the mullet, where the mullet schooled up good, or any kind of bird activity with shrimp hopping and slicks popping, that's where you want to wade fish, right there, wherever you find the most bait fish.
Well, thank you for your information.
All right, Terry. Be safe out there. Good luck to you, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right. Let's go to Ray in Highlands. Ray, good morning. What's up, Ray's boat?
Well, everything is kind of quiet up here on the San Jacinto River right now because, you know, when we have these bad mornings like we had yesterday, well, it spooks all the boat traffic off, and you get to enjoy a nice quiet afternoon like we did yesterday afternoon. And there's all something good comes from everything.
It does.
You know, if I was Lynn Smith and what we used to do down Port O'Connor on those kind of weekends is go down to Froggies or the Fish Center and sit in the bleachers and grade the performance of the people getting their boats out about 5 o'clock.
That was always my favorite part, sitting in the bleachers at the Fishing Center with all your buddies drinking cold beer and watching the fishermen put in and pull out.
We went down there one time, and one of the local guys had made cards up like they use in the Olympics and giving people
and hold them up? Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we were just howling. And, of course, you know, the demographics of your everyday Port O'Connor boater is a guy from Abilene or Austin that only comes down there about twice a year and is not the best boat captain in the world, for starters. And then, of course, their trailer's parked about 5 blocks away, and they send their wife after it. And she spends the rest of the afternoon trying to back it in the hole. So, you know, she gets a 2. And anyway, that's just fun. If you get enough, silver bullets, you can really have some fun doing that. But anyway, you know, we were talking about those Danco pliers, and I had not even seen that that brand before. So I Googled them up. Boy, they have just about everything in the world that you could imagine, including stainless pliers. And are yours a pair of the stainless ones?
Well, the less expensive pair, I have a pair of the stainless, but the expensive ones are the titanium.
Oh, really? I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah. Check out they're called Premio.
Premio, okay.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm always the guy that's going to spend a few extra dollars for something that's a little better. You know, we're talking about the Will Kirkpatrick cutting pliers. I don't know, maybe a year ago when we were talking about where you could get a pair of those, and I suggested Snap-on. And, of course, I had already got my billfold out and flagged down a Snap-on truck and bought a pair of those.
Right.
You know what I mean about the billfold thing.
Get the wallet out. Hey, and you know, the Premio pliers, the titanium, they're lifetime warranty. You know, they're lifetime guarantee, and they come from like 5.5 inch up to 7.5 inch.
Well, do they have a cutter in them too?
A putter?
A cutter.
A cutter, yeah. All of them come with a cutter, and they cut braid. That's what's so hard to find nowadays is, you know, a good pair of pliers like that with a cutter that'll cut braided line. You know how hard braid is to cut, and I mean, it snips it off like sewing thread, man.
So what's the cost of that plier? Can you even say?
I think the 5.5s are $119, and the 6.5s are $159.99. But they're lifetime. You'll never have to buy another pair. That's why I said, you know, they come with a lanyard on them that comes off of they have a leather sheath with them that fits on your, you know, you can put on your belt when you're fishing out of the boat, or you can put it on your belt when you're wade fishing. And it's got that lanyard on it. That way, if you do drop them, you don't lose them. And it stretches out pretty good.
Who is our sponsor that has those?
Mainstream Marketing. They're the ones that distribute them. But you can, you know, you just have to find them at a tackle store near you, you know, whether it's, you know, Fishing Tackle Unlimited or, you know, You can go online and look at all their stuff. What's cool about them, they're solid. They're solid machine. They're made out of this 6AL4V titanium. And they have an integrated jaw crimper on them, you know, plus the cutters, lifetime warranty, and that 36-inch elastic cord and lanyard. It'll stretch out 36 inches, and it's, you know, they even have offshore pliers. You know, they feature a shorter jaw for more strength, you know, like with offshore, taking offshore hooks and everything out. But, you know, on each pair, it's serialized, so it's their quality, no doubt.
Well, for an everyday low of $150, you're probably not going to find them at Academy, but I'll get online and see.
No, but you might be able to find their other pliers. See, they've got other Danco pliers like that that are anywhere from like $29.95 to $39, $49 that are real quality, too. I've got a pair of those that I keep in my leaning post rod holder, you know, for customers to use.
Well, I've got my everyday long, super long nose pliers are beginning to get a little crusty, so I'm kind of in the market right now. I'm going
to
get on.
You won't have to worry about these freezing up on your locking up.
Well, I'm not sure I know how to work a pair that works that good. But
they're sweet.
They'll
spoil you.
Well, we got a good flush out of our little bull tide thing, and now it's even though OFS doesn't show it, it's even kind of getting a little salty underneath over by Umbrella Point. Even up to the upper bays, I think one of my neighbors did the double B yesterday and did pretty good. Said it was plenty salty, and it was mainly redfish over by the Good Creature's house. And anyway, and the river is salty up to Rio Villa again. I haven't thrown a hook in there yet to see what's going on, but I suspect that there's probably some action coming back up the river now.
Yeah, some little bitty trout up there. A lot of little rat reds and little bitty trout. Blaine's been fishing up that way with live shrimp, and, I mean, your popping corks go down every cast, but, you know, not a lot of keepers.
How far up the river has he been coming?
Man, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't ever ask him particulars, but he fishes a lot of places I do, so I can only guess, you know.
Right, exactly.
All right,
well,
buddy.
That's about it from here. I'm glad. Looks like we got a little dry spell. I need a dry spell. My yard's grown up. I couldn't get my zero turned. It got so wet that every time I turned it around, I dug a hole about 3 feet deep.
I'm fixing to open up a mushroom and toadstool farm after all this.
Raise some of that marijuana that will.
Marahoochee? Yeah, there you go. All right, Ray. Hey, buddy, we'll see you, man. Good hearing from you.
Talk to you later.
All right, take care. All right, that's Ray in Highlands.
Pulled off another one of my stunts that I haven't done in 10 years. I'm always doing, you think when you get older, you're going to outgrow doing something stupid.
No, it doesn't happen.
No.
I got bad news for you, Glenn.
You did it stupid when you were young. You
that's it.
Stupid
that's
when
right.
Now, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
About many years ago, he put me on blood pressure medicine. And I was really worried about it. I said, hey, man, this is serious stuff, putting me on blood pressure medicine. I said, you know, this is going to mess up my sex life. And he goes, well, if it does, tell your wife I'm off on Friday. So that was really good.
Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 5:38 in the Bayou City. Man, time's flying by this morning. All right, let's get back to the call lines. We have some lines available if you care to call in. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. All right, let's go next to Sean in Fort Worth. Sean, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Not much. Cool off up here a little bit. I guess it gets y'all going to start getting a little north wind down there pretty soon, too.
Bring it. Send it down to me. I'll take all of it you can send me.
Yeah, lay it down that surf.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was out there. We and my dad go down, and we used to come down in November. I haven't been down there in a couple of years, but we used to go to that Mustang Island State Park. we were fishing on that jetty one morning, and it was like glass out there. I'd never seen a gulf like that. There was fish all around the jetties. It was like an aquarium out there. Crazy. Yep. You could throw anything in the water, and you just getting bit by pompano, redfish, and, I mean, there was everything out there. To see them, like, you know, 10 feet down in the water. It's crazy.
Well, I'm longing for a day like that. We all need a day like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be down there in November. I can't get away this time of year right now, but in November, he's going to come down. It's a little quieter, a little cooler down there.
Well, I'm sure you do a lot of freshwater fishing up your way, huh?
Yeah, I went to that pond the other morning I told you about. It had all the moss and stuff on it, and it's just gotten worse. The water level's dropped so much that I'm going to probably go to the lake next week.
What lake do you like to fish the best up there?
There's a small lake called Marine Creek. It's up here in Fort Worth. There was a share lunker caught out of there 2 years ago. It was 14.5 pounds.
Yeah.
But it lake's been there for years. I used to fish it when I was a kid. It's got a lot of bass and it's a no wake lake, so there's not a lot of big boats out there on it. You know, nobody's skiing or nothing. It's pretty small.
That helps.
A lot of kayak guys go out there. And I do a lot of diving out there. It's pretty clear water. Go down there and dive around and cut lures off and, you know, get lures. So I might do a little bit of that.
Yeah, when that grass gets real bad this time of year in these smaller lakes, you know, it's a worm fisherman's paradise.
Yeah, I've tried worm. I've tried Senkos. Every time I pull up, it's just like that mossy stuff that's stuck to everything.
Yeah.
That slimy snot grass.
Yeah, it's not as bad this year, but usually Fayette County, that snot grass is real bad.
Yeah, all that hydrilla starts growing, and then that snot grass that sits on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Aggravating.
We had a good rain to wash all that stuff off, but we haven't had any rain in a while. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good for me down here, man, because whatever y'all get up there, we get it extra worse down here once it ends up.
Yeah, Friday night we had storms moving in from Oklahoma ahead of that front, and they all went east of us, east of Fort Worth. So I think Dallas, McKinney area, that area east of us got a lot of rain, a lot of storms.
Yeah.
But we didn't get any here in Fort Worth. We had a north wind, though, for the last couple of days. I think it's supposed to continue here out of the north, northwest for, I think, until Monday or Tuesday. So.
Yeah, that'll dry the air up, and temperatures makes it feel a lot cooler in the mornings up there, I bet.
Yeah, it's been so sticky up here. I was like, man, this isn't the Gulf, man. I was like, what is this stuff doing up here? By 9 o'clock, I'm just drenched in sweat, you know?
I know.
I work in a warehouse, you know, it's not air conditioned or anything. So it's like 85 in here all the time.
Yeah, and it's not a lot of breeze in there either, man. It can get sweltering in there, especially with high humidity.
Yeah.
You see, see that concrete floor sweating, man. I hate that.
It does that by a shipping dock. It does that where it's real humid.
Uh-huh.
Get slippery when you're driving your forklift on that stuff.
I bet.
Yeah.
Don't slide off the dock.
No. Oh, yeah. We had a guy a while back that left a pallet jack on one of the docks, and the truck pulled off, and it fell off on the outside of the building. he got canned for that, needless to say.
Man, you still get fired from a job nowadays, huh? Well, I forgot. Yeah. If you got a government job, you can't get fired.
No. I think they're better off hiring a bunch of kindergartens to run our government right now. They're probably doing a little better job.
I'm telling you.
A bunch of kids go in there and run it. They probably.
Well, at least you're working with this corona going on. There's a lot of people that wish they were still working, man.
Yeah, I work for a grocery supplier, a tea and coffee place. We make tea and coffee for Walmart, HEB, all the big grocery stores and stuff all around the United States. So, yeah, yep. We're considered, I guess, essential. People got to have that coffee, you know. People can't wake up without it, so.
I can't live without it. Got to have my coffee, man, with the hours I keep, schedule I'm on. So, well, cool, exactly. Sean. I'm going to run. I got a bunch of callers lined up. And thanks for weighing in from Fort Worth this morning.
All right. And Popeye's chicken sandwich is my chicken sandwich.
There you go. That's I've had two Chick-fil-A replies, and all the rest are Popeye's. Unbelievable. All right. We'll see you, bud. All right. Let's go to Robert and Alvin. You're up next. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Hey, I want to ask a quick question. I know you're busy. I grew up here in Houston, but I used to go fishing with my Uncle Doc. He had land out in Groesbeck, Cossie, and Marlin.
Yeah, I grew up in the summers up there. My grandparents lived in Groesbeck.
Okay, we had a saying, Groesbeck and back, Cossie for the coffee, and Marlin for the minnows. That's how we remember the...
Marlin for minnows.
Marlin for minnows. That's how we remember the names of the town.
That's cool.
But he had thousands of acres with many, many farm tanks on them.
Right.
And I caught the biggest bass of my life on those tanks. But he always told me, he said, stop at the corner and bring some minnows and get some bear aspirin. What is the deal with, I'm not sure it's oxygen.
I was fixing to ask you, what's the deal with bear aspirin?
He said you can only use bear aspirin. But I'll be damned. I mean, every morning the minnows were still alive. You put a bear aspirin in there in the minnow bucket.
Yeah.
And they were alive the next morning. So I guess there's truth to it. I didn't know. It's just something I always did.
I don't know whether that's a myth or not, but I'll take your word for it. I'm sure a lot of fishermen have.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of them are listening right now. If any of them has any ideas, let me know. If not, I'm going to keep doing it because I don't see any difference. You know?
Well, it's not killing your minnows. Hey, why not? If they're living, continue on.
Yeah, he said use original regular bear aspirin. All right. Well, hey, have a good one. Enjoy your show.
We're going to do it. All right, Robert, thanks for the call. See you, man. All right, next up, let's go to Kayak Dave. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
What's going on, Mick?
Me and you and a dog named Blue.
Dude, I had a bad start to the week. Went out the first 2 days. I was out there with dolphins everywhere, sharks, high water. I was thinking, what the heck's going on? I still managed to snag a few. He just went on old see-through red hoagies and caught me about a 20-inch flounder, a few sand trout. Wasn't great, though. Then Tuesday, I went and tried fish, play golf, and barbecue all in the same day. Got rained on. Ain't gonna tell them how many times the last 2 weeks.
I can't tell you.
Anyway,
I know I'm tired of dumping my rain gauge out.
Dude, them frog togs been on and off. I've been sweat, been soaking wet, been muddy, falling in the mud. But just what happened yesterday, man. Remember, I was up yesterday, ready, locked and loaded, when the outdoor show came on, ready to go. I fiddle around, looking at the opera. I'm going now. He ain't stopping me. Finally, I give up about 9, took a nap, got up. Got there at 3 o'clock, got in a parade on 3:32, trying to get the surf set. Where are these people going? Anyway, when I topped the ICW bridge, that water was blue to the beach, but how the heck are you going to get out there? You can't get on the beach.
Yeah.
So I go to my spot, and sure enough, the tide is low, and I got to chase reds to get to the spot. You can't catch those, though. They're in about 8 inches of water, mixed with a bunch of horse mullet, and all you can do is scare them. So I get over there, and it's just pristine, calm as could be. I start chunking. Got me a nice flounder. Got two specks, and it goes dead. Then all of a sudden, I see a bunch of big pelicans coming and horse mullet in front of them. I say, here come the reds. Anyway, caught 6 reds in a row, interrupted by a 22-inch speck who put on an aerial show. He was jumping this way, that way, dang it.
Sound like a big male. Was he croaking? Once you caught him, when you held him, was he croaking?
It was skinny as could be. It's like a snake.
Yeah.
It's like a tide runner. But yeah. Anyway, the reds were the same way. They were not the reds I was catching last week and the week before. And I probably caught 25 reds. But anyway, 6 reds in a row. Anything you threw out there, it hit the water. And you said, okay, bang, he got it. And gone. And trust me, I ain't got no bulldog drag on the stuff I'm using. I need to get some new stuff. These reds been working my stuff over. But anyway, you couldn't get a lure back for a while. And after doing all of that, I was like, man, this is crazy. So then I said, wait a minute, I'm not even looking to see if they got tags on. So wait a minute, you better try to catch a couple more. And it shut off and I came home. But anyway, can you imagine all the times when you've been fishing where if you just get a cast out there, bang, you got in trouble as it takes a good 5 to 7 minutes to bring in one of those reds. And I'm like, can I get you in here so I can throw out and catch another one?
Yeah, you try anyway, horsing the one you got on instead of enjoying him because you know as soon as you get your lure back, you can throw it back and catch another one.
And a mistake, don't do it. Finger mullet beats live shrimp by a mile. It beats croaker too. I don't care what anybody say. Give me some live finger mullet and give me some lures, and you can take your hop-o-matic and make some stir fry with them.
I hear that from a lot of guys. Finger mullet's hard to beat.
And let the croakers grow up. A finger mullet and live. And look, when I'm talking lures, if you got it, throw it. Because the stuff somebody telling you they hit none, that doesn't matter. One day I'm banging all kind of stuff on white gulp. I bring white gulp out there. Nobody wants it. I go get some stuff that ain't been used in 20 years. Bang, and I can fire from it. Anyway, the golf is kind of shut out from all this rain, but we hitting it pretty good. So we just about having too much fun over here, Mick.
All right, well, good. Card path
only. You know what the key? The key for the whole thing, get your butt some rest before you go out there, and then you can have some fun.
That's it.
Then you can go hard. You can go hard. Because
go hard or go home.
That's right. Go hard. Wear yourself out. Get some rest. And dream about it all night, ready to go again. Kayak Dave, out of here.
Signing off. Later, man. All right. All right, let's go to Elliot in Pearland. Elliot, you're up next. What's up?
Hey, Captain Mickey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's the first time I'm actually calling. I listen to your show here a lot lately.
Well, thanks for calling in.
I just recently started fishing, and I'm just like addicted to it. Like every weekend if you can, I get out there and try to fish.
You and millions of other people these days, man, with the corona going on, everybody's fishing. It's crazy. It's pretty bizarre.
Oh, yeah. You go to Academy, and it's just, like, wiped out. You can hardly find anything.
Everywhere's like that. I'm hearing that from everybody, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Academy looks like the new HEB. Yeah, well. So I have a 12-year-old, and, man, he just, like, he loves fishing now. Like, he's on YouTube watching all kinds of videos.
Right.
He, you know, he's all into it. We tried SeaWolf Park here about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we caught some decent speckled trout, but they're all about, like, 13 inches. So, no keepers, but we had a hell of a time, you know, catching them.
I bet. Hey, if you can get over there, if you know how to get there and fish it, try the Tech City Dike. They're starting to catch some pretty decent trout there, and they're catching some big old reds right now, too. I saw some videos yesterday from the dike.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yesterday
yeah,
afternoon after it laid down, it was beautiful. Everybody was catching fish.
Okay, awesome. I have another question for you. So we're actually, like, thinking about looking into a boat. You know, it's kind of crazy. Once you start fishing, you, like, get all these ideas. You're like, man, you know, well, let's look into a boat. But what would you recommend? You know, it's me and myself. I have a wife and we have 3 children. And we're looking for, like, a good bay boat, but, like, family-friendly boat. So what would you kind of, like, recommend?
Man, there's so many boats out there in different varieties. You know, I would get something – you know, that had, you know, some decent sides on it and gunnels, you know, like a, you know, a center console. It's open, yes. You know, from front to rear, and you got plenty of room for the kids to get around, and, you know, it just makes for a better fishing boat. And, but, you know, like for Galveston Bay, you want something with at least a semi-deep V to give you a good ride and break up the chop where it's not too rough. And you want something, yeah. You know, a good stable platform. You can, man, I would just, I'd surf around on the internet and look at different types of boats and the layouts of them and kind of get you two or three in mind that you, you're kind of partial to. And then ask around and even try to do a test run or something like that. It depends on how much money you want to spend, too, because, man, boats are very expensive these days.
And oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can find some really good deals on, you know, a used boat. So that, but take your time when you're doing that. Don't get in a rush and buy something because, you know, right off the bat, because you'll hate yourself later when it's really not, it didn't turn out to be the boat you were expecting it to be, and that happens a lot.
Okay. All right, Captain McHugh, appreciate
your time. All right, Elliot. Hey, thanks for listening in, and thanks for the call, and have a great Sunday, my friend.
You too.
All right, see ya. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.